Well, Jim, just like old times, good to catch up with you. And how are things on the island?
Oh, she's going well, Malzy. It's great to be back here with you, and fun to hear your voice.
Eric Walker, we saw him as a 16-year-old when I was still in trail. You had him as a 16 and 17-year-old when you were coaching the Smoke Eaters. So for Swift Current Bronco fans who have no idea what to expect from him, just what kind of hockey player is he?
I think what you're going to get is a blue-collar defenseman. He's definitely got an element of grit to his game that I think when he plays with it on a consistent basis is, first off, he's horrible to play against, and it really elevates his game. I think a lot of the little areas of his game become a lot better, his offensive capabilities, his puck moving. Sort of all hinges off of his physical play, and when he's physical, he's a fun one to watch.
What are his basic skills like?
Well, I think, again, in my eyes anyway, his common denominator for success is without question the physical element. I just found that when he brought that to the rink that night, his puck moving ability was a lot better because, you know, He would give people a very rough time along the wall and in front of the net, and then he had an extra second or so to make a play with the puck. So, you know, if he really comes in there and brings that physical presence to his game and that element to his game, I'll tell you what, he's going to have he'll have an impact with your back end, that's for sure.
Well, he's a big guy, and from what I remember, for a guy his size, he does skate pretty well.
Yeah, he does. He has decent feet laterally, and then his straight line skating's fine. You know, again, he's definitely a 93, but he brings already a couple of years of junior experience since started the year in Division I NCAA hockey and comes over from the Vancouver Giants. So he's had a real mix of hockey experiences that he's going to bring to your hockey team. But, again, I think he brings that physical element. He's going to be a good pickup for the Swift Current Broncos.
Now, a lot of people say to me, and I've heard this from a number of sources, that he's a guy that still has that sort of raw potential. And if he can harness that and be in the right mental space and work hard, then there's a higher ceiling for him to achieve. Do you believe that?
Well, I do, and I hate to keep going back to it, but his success with us and the reason that he first attained his Division I scholarship was because Northern Michigan loved the way that he played with the real edge, and that was as a 16-year-old, and he was physically imposing as well on 20-year-old skill players in our league and not afraid to get his hands dirty and get involved. So, you know, if he uses that as his focal point, it's amazing how much of the rest of his game really develops and becomes an impact in a game. So, you know, he's going to be a fun one. I think the raw potential part's a fair comment, but the rawness, without question, taken away once he establishes himself as a physical guy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Malzy. Great to hear from you.